The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
On the line now is Rachel Smith, the author of a book called Underspent. Good to have you back on the program, Rachel.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Look, today you're talking about how you can save more of your salary, and your record is what, saving about 38 to 40% of your salary?
Yep, that's right, yeah.
That's quite a substantial amount when you think about where that money could go. But what are the biggest issues with wastage of money?
So I think that we've all got lots of stuff in our houses or our apartments or our garages or our sheds, but we're all constantly buying more. So one of the really good things that you can do that's really simple that everyone can do is to inspect and assess and organise all of the things that we've already got. I think it's really easy, and I used to do this myself. You say, oh, I've got nothing to wear, and then you look through your wardrobe and you find that you've got clothes that you've bought that you've never actually worn. So that's a really good, easy thing that everyone can do.
Why do people buy clothes that they never plan on wearing? Or they must think they're going to wear it at the time, but why don't they end up wearing them?
Oh, look, there's marketing and signage and advertising absolutely everywhere, you know, at the bus stop, billboards along the side of the road. You go to the shopping centre, you know, there's a 3 for 2, there's a buy one, get the second half price, there's 3 for the price of 2, all of those kind of deals. And we then end up impulsively buying things that we'd not planned previously. You know, we hadn't planned to buy them like an hour ago, but suddenly we see this offer or this deal and we end up buying.
So you say that when you do an audit of everything that you've got currently, you learn a few things, and one of the things you've written here is that you found 49 books that you'd never read.
Yeah, so I went through my whole house, like everything, and I didn't do it like, you know, people think, oh, I've got to do this all in one day. Like, it took several weeks. I went through every single cupboard throughout the house. So I found clothes that I'd never worn. I had 49 books that I'd never read. You know, how you buy them, you go to the airport, you know, 3 for the price of 2. I mean, you're never going to read 3 books travelling between, like, Brisbane and Sydney.
No.
And I had 30 mugs in the kitchen. And I was like, you know, you see, like, a pretty mug and you think, oh, that's nice, or, you know, they're on a special offer. I had 84 bars of hotel soap because, you know, you go and stay in a hotel, you wash your hands a few times, put the soap back in the little packet and bring it home, because else they would have just thrown it away.
Isn't that a good idea, though? Because then you never have to buy soap again.
Exactly, I know. And some of them, if I had, like, maybe taken them and I hadn't used them, I would give them to the homeless shelter. But yeah, we kind of live in this society where, you know, you go and stay in a hotel, you use the soap, and you either throw it in the bin or you leave it by the sink, where I would take them home. So yeah, I could go for like 2 years without having to buy shower gel and just using the bits of soap that I brought home from hotels.
So what was the shift for you when you started to actually save money and achieved a saving of about 40% of your income?
So I wait. So rather than just, you know, going to the shops and seeing something and buying it straight away, I give myself like a personal cooling off period. And now I do that for 90 days, which is a long time. I started with like shorter periods. And I say to other people, you don't have to wait 3 months. Just if you see something today, then maybe wait and buy it on like Thursday or Friday. Or if you're going to the shopping centre on a Saturday, then wait till the following Saturday. Or a really good one, like a starting one, is if people are like me, I used to go to around the shops at lunchtime and I might buy like something. Now I would say, like, wait until you're leaving work and going home. And if you've waited all afternoon and you still think you want that dress or the book or the whatever after work, then go and buy it. But just give yourself like a little bit of a cooling off period.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. It's something that would take a lot of discipline, but as you say, it doesn't have to be for the full 90 days. You can even just do it for a couple of hours.
Absolutely. So I always say what I do is I write it in the notes section of my phone, what I think I want. So, you know, if you see something at lunchtime today, you know, write it down in the notes section of your phone, and then if you still want it after work tonight, or you want it tomorrow or on Saturday, then go and buy it. But just give yourself that kind of tiny pausing or waiting time.
Do you do a budget? Is that how you try and work out where most of your money is going, by sitting down? Because some people are not very good with numbers and spreadsheets and that type of thing.
So I don't really believe in budgets. I think when you give yourself like a budget, people go, oh, that's really hard and it's difficult and I'm going to have Excel spreadsheets. Mm. So I have multiple bank accounts. Just like years ago when our grandparents had, you know, the envelopes or the jam jars. My grand lived on a farm. She had all the jam jars, you know, the money for the electricity, the money to pay for petrol, the money for groceries. So I have 11 online bank accounts. I have the current account and then 11 bank accounts. They don't have cards or fees. When money comes in, it gets divvied into those different accounts, you know, food, car, health, you know, luxuries, going out at the weekends, those kind of things. You can make it whatever you want. And then I move the money in there, and then I almost kind of like pay it back to the current account when I've made the payment. So then you can see where you're spending lots of money. So I realised that a lot of money was being spent on groceries and food.
Yeah.
So now I try and use up what's in the freezer, what's in the pantry, what's in the fridge before going and buying more.
It seems to me from what you're saying that those multi-buy offers are a real killer for people trying to save money.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I might always just put a little label. So sometimes you might see like a 3 for 2, so it might be, you know, like 60 toilet rolls for the price of like 30 or something.
Yeah.
And so I always look like at the price per gram or the price per litre or the price per sheet of toilet roll. And quite often some of those deals are actually more expensive than if you just bought the regular.
So you always
need to look at the labels, yeah.
So your main piece of advice to people listening today in terms of how they can get started on the journey to savings is what?
I would say two things. One, go through all the stuff you've already got. Everyone's got masses of stuff. And secondly, just kind of pause before you purchase something new. Give yourself a little cooling off period.
And just from the fashion point of view, how did you change your mindset of saying, well, I don't have anything to wear, I've got to go and buy more stuff? Was it just finding extra stuff, or did you just wear the same outfit multiple times?
I sorted out my wardrobe and I actually grouped it by different, like all the tops together, all the trousers together. I realised that by splitting up like my work clothes and non-work clothes, I thought I didn't have so much. I've kind of grouped it by type of clothes now. But I really sorted out my wardrobe and tidied it up. I hung everything up. And then I realised, I was like, Rachel, you've got so many clothes here. Mm. Yeah. And then just being comfortable, I guess, wearing the same thing more often. And not, like, falling to, like, kind of peer pressure that you've got to be buying new things all the time. And it is hard.
Yes, it is. But, I mean, it's one step at a time, isn't it? I think that's the point you're getting at.
Absolutely. And I think everyone's got lots of stuff. And you can, if you've bought clothes that you really like and you like them, it doesn't matter that you work with someone who maybe turns up to work with a different outfit every day. If you like your clothes, just be happy with your style and your clothes and be comfortable with yourself.
Well said. Thank you for being on the program, and we'll catch up again if there's another issue that pops up in relation to money and savings, but it's a very interesting topic of conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Rachel Smith joining us there, who has written a book called Underspent on this exact subject, how you can try and save more of your money.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.